Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Juneau's local mining law has been left intact. That's following more than a year of contentious debate that reopened divisions over mining in Juneau. Mining critic Guy Archibald of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council praised the Assembly-appointed Mining Subcommittee for coming to the conclusion it did. Juneau's mining ordinance does not needlessly duplicate state and federal review.
We started with an effort to remove 19 pages of protections out of a 23-page ordinance, and we ended up with a streamlined protective ordinance with all of the safeguards left in. It only took a year to get there.
A group of businessmen tied to Echo Bay's failed gold mining venture in the 1990s proposed the overhaul of the local mining ordinance. Capital City Fire Rescue will be adding a third ambulance crew. That's after an extra $361,000 approved by the Juneau Assembly for six EMT firefighters working 24-hour shifts. This is Travis Wolf, head of the local firefighters union.
This ordinance is going to get us that first step that we absolutely need, and that's getting that ambulance on the road 24 hours a day.
Capital City Fire Rescue receives an average of 14 calls each day, most for emergency medical care. A third party hired by the city found that 911 calls have increased by about 40% over the past 8 years. Alaska's largest city is deciding whether or not to ban plastic bags. Tonight, the Anchorage Assembly is hearing public testimony on a proposal to limit single-use plastic shopping bags given out at stores. Under one version of the measure, retailers will be barred from giving out thin, disposable plastic bags. They would be allowed to charge 10 cents or more for thicker, reusable plastic or recycled paper bags. Repeat violators would face fines of up to $500. Across Alaska, there are already 17 communities that have banned single-use bags. If it passes, Anchorage's ban would go into effect at the beginning of 2019. And the Kenai Peninsula Borough is seeking to boost its role in the Alaska LNG project, aiming to keep the proposed liquefaction plant and export terminal in Nikiski. The Peninsula Clarion reports the Borough Assembly last week voted to petition the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for intervener status on the project's environmental impact statement, which would allow the borough to request rehearing of commission decisions or appeals to a federal court. The planned 800-mile natural gas pipeline aims to connect Prudhoe Bay to Nikiski. Officials sent the intervention petition on Friday, stating that the borough cannot be adequately represented by other parties because it has a direct and substantial interest in and will be directly affected by the outcome of this proceeding. Latest forecast calls for more showers for today with low temperature about 50 degrees for tonight and a chance of rain showers for tomorrow. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.